Thank you. Endoscopy procedure for patient Larissa Tapia. First name is Larissa. L-A-R-E-S-A. L-A-R-E-S-A. Larissa. Last name is Tapia. T-A-P-I-A. Date of birth, March 29, 1972. Date of service, December 18, 2023. Procedure number one, colonoscopy to cecum. Procedure number two, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with snare polypectomy and cold biopsy set at different site. Referring physician, Dr. Felicia Jacob. F-E-L-I-C-I-A. Felicia. Last name, Jacob. J-A-C-O-B. Indication screening for colon cancer, peritonic heartburn, or pathological GID, the Barrett's esophagus, also Marley Sawyer period, dyspepsia. Description of possible bed constant bulb repeat phase of the paragraph. Findings at upper endoscopy, somewhat irregular superficial gastric ulcer in the antrum of the stomach, a little over 10 millimeters in greater dimension. Black, B-L-A-C-K, black Eschar, E-S-C-H-A-R on the base. No sign of active bleeding. Margins were slightly erythematous and smooth. Comma biopsies were obtained. Period. Two polyps each about 5 millimeters. Pillings were removed to the cold snare technique from the proximal lesser curvature body of stomach. Period. Possible 10 millimeter Barrett's esophagus. Comma biopsies obtained. Period. Transient circumferential mucosal folds in the esophagus, comma, suggestive of possible eosinophilic esophagitis, comma, biopsies obtained from proximal mid-esophagus to rule out this condition. Period. Otherwise, animal cardiac random biopsy in body and antrum stomach, check for helicobacter infection, random biopsy obtained from third portion duodenum / duodenum bulb, check for celiac disease as a cause of her dyspepsia and stated gluten intolerance. Period. New paragraph, next number, at colonoscopy, comma, small, non-bleeding, interlaminar rotated, period, otherwise, unmarked colonoscopy would see them, period, withdrawal time was 11 minutes. New paragraph, findings, number, new paragraph, impression, number one, small, non-bleeding, interlaminar, spread, otherwise, unmarked colonoscopy to see them, impression number two, non-bleeding gastric ulcer in the antrum, period, two gastric polyps removed as described above, period, possible 10 millimeter Barrett's esophagus, period, transient concentric mucosal folds in the esophagus, suggestive of possible eosinophilic esophagitis, comma, biopsies obtained. Period. Otherwise, unremarkable upper endoscopy. Next paragraph, plan. Review pathology, period. About non-steroid anti-inflammatories, by anti-receptive caution. Next number, omeprazole, 20 milligrams twice daily before food. Next number, follow-up upper endoscopy after 8 weeks to document healing of gastric ulcer. Next number, high fiber diet, but sponge is needed. Next number, follow-up screening colonoscopy after 10 years, end of dictation.